Hey, you guys like making great money, right?
Right.
Well, here's a really cool opportunity that Jeff and I had to share with you, driving with Uber.
Uber is that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. And I take Uber a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And in chatting with the different drivers, some of them have really interesting stories as to why they drive with Uber.
It's true. Can I tell a story?
You can.
All right. One time, Jeff and I went out to dinner with our friends Rember Brown, Phil Chang, and David Cho. And Cho hit up an Uber, and a big black truck showed up. We all jumped in. We had a lot of leg room. Jeff and I were in the way back. Phil and David were in the captain's chairs. And Rem jumped in the front seat next to the driver, and the driver was cool enough to let him plug his phone in. He played aux cord DJ that night, and he blasted Fight Night by our guest today, the Migos. And it was an awesome ride, no complaints. And it got us there in perfect style.
And he actually loved Migos, the driver.
The driver did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was awesome. It was a great time. Jeff, you have a story, right?
I met a driver.
Oh, yeah? Where?
A driver who is not just a driver. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
Of our friends.
Yep.
And he lives in South Third on Williamsburg.
Shout out to South Third. We were down there this weekend.
And what he loves is that he's his own boss.
Yep.
He makes great money.
It's great.
It's easy to start. All you need is a car and a license.
Yeah.
Driving with Uber is great for anyone who needs flexibility.
What if you're a parent?
Then there's a really easy way to work around your family schedule.
What if you're a student?
Then you can just make some extra money between classes.
Well, when can I cash in driving with Uber?
Now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week.
You've got a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious life-changing money today.
Sign up to drive with Uber. That's Uber, not Uber, as our aunt thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
drivewithuber.com.
So this is a first.
A first on A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Right, we have two episodes within one episode.
Two episodes, three guests within one episode.
The first is with Gunplay, who came over on my birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
We made him sea bass.
Because what else?
And he ate half of my portion because I wasn't eating it fast enough for his liking.
Another interesting note about this episode with Gunplay is that about four-fifths of the way through the interview, the audio shifts because the mics went out, but luckily we had a backup recorder.
Yeah.
So it all, you'll get the point. It sounds fine.
And if people are going to complain, like, relax, it's for free.
Yeah, calm down, everyone.
Yeah. Internet commenters, all you internet commenters.
The second episode.
There's a second thing we need to talk about, which is that the Migos came over.
Yeah, it was Quavo and Takeoff.
Yes, free offset.
Yeah, free offset.
We were going to make them hamburgers.
We were. They nixed that.
They nixed it.
They wanted.
They said that they wanted fried chicken and ribs, so we got that for them.
Yeah.
And yeah, here's the episode. Enjoy.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Robert Blake Applause, a.k.a. Beretta Clap.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Leaned Up, a.k.a. Ladder.
Hey, what's up? It's Gunplay, a.k.a. Don Logan, a.k.a. Jupiter Jack, a.k.a. Ratchet Morales, a.k.a. AK.
Yeah, and this is A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yo, Gunplay, we told you a second ago, you were our dream guest, and it's 100% true. You're here at our Upper West Side apartment. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe I'm eating you. Is this sea bass cooked?
Yo,
yeah.
Yeah, it's cooked sea bass. Tell us how it tastes.
I hope it's cooked.
Not bad.
Now let's do the interview.
Okay, yeah. Yo, we had to make you sea bass. There was no other option, you know? Like,
right.
Where's your sea bass? Right in front of you, right?
Yep.
All right. You are doing promotion now for your upcoming album.
Living Legend.
Living Legend. Can you believe that it's actually happening?
No, I can't, because I thought I was never going to get out of jail. I thought I was never going to be on an Upper West Side apartment eating sea bass. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm just blessed to be in this position. I'm just soaking it all in. It's not about revenues and album sales and pie charts and
streams
streams and shit like that. I got a goal that I've hit since I was a kid, and was to put out an album, and it's Living Legend, 731, July 31st.
So
congratulations. Wait,
yeah.
Thank yeah. You. When are you gonna make a song for the ladies?
I've been pimping too long to cater to the hoes. I break a purse before I break a promise. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? The hoes gonna love you regardless of what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure y'all got plenty hoes.
Listen, so, we cook.
Y'all cook and shit. You cook sea bass and shit. You know what I'm saying? Flounders and all that.
Girls like that 601 and snort, right?
Yeah, of course. They snorted off the tip of my Malone.
How many girls? What's the ratio of guys to girls who come through to a live show that you put on?
Yeah, on a scale of like 1 to Slaughterhouse.
Unless you want to count the girls be gangsters, more gangster than the niggas sometimes.
Really?
They be like, nigga, you better watch out. I'm finna go see Gunplay. And they niggas be like, all right. So now I'm going to say it's half and half. You know what I'm saying?
So the girls bring the guys to go see Gunplay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the guys steal my CD out the bitch's car and shit like that. And I'm with that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you signed to Def Jam, who was that? Joey I.E. signed you?
At the time, no. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So.
There's been a lot of changeover over at
Def Jam. Yeah, it's been so much. You know what I mean? I know. Shout out to Yvette.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Chris Atlas.
You know what I'm saying?
Pecos.
There was the ones really rooting for me. Sav.
Yeah, shout out to Sav.
Which is my manager now. And just, you know, and shout out to Steve Bartles, too.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? And they was the ones rooting for me, you know what I mean?
Yo, Steve Bartles.
Steve Bartles, the head of Def Jam, is...
Shout out to No ID, though.
Yo, yeah. Head of A&R.
Right here, this piece of sea bass is for No ID. All right.
Did the A&Rs ever get in the way of your creative process, or were you, like, the guy who made all the calls? Or were you willing to, like, see your craft through and, like, make some changes according to people who have sold big records before?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a hater on constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And the avenue that they're trying to take me down, I wasn't tripping. We bounce ideas off each other. And shout out to Steve-O.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The A&R. That's our guy.
Right. The A&R, my project. Shout out to Sycamore.
Yeah. You're naming, absolutely, like all of our guys.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just got off the phone with Sick. And you know, he was he got me the What's Happening Dope
YG, okay,
the YG joint.
Yep.
And
which,
you know,
is a dope record.
I appreciate it. And you know, I go with the flow. I'm not trying to go against the grain. You know, that, you know, Def Jam is a staple in hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, for over 25, almost 30 years going on.
I think
strong.
It is 30, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so last year was.
Yeah.
Last year was the 30th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they had the hashtag.
Happy, right. Yeah, Def Jam 30.
Exactly. So, you know, I just wanted to hear what they had to say, and they gave me enough creative room that I needed.
That's dope.
So you, rumor is that you have been on a lot of drugs. You
people, some
say. People have said that you've taken a drug or two.
Maybe they've seen a video on Worldstar.
Or, actually, you want to know what? Our favorite video on the internet is you at Six Flags.
The greatest video. Like, some people might like the Columbia video. Some people might like you going fishing and taking the fish out with your hand. The best one ever.
The best one is you at Six Flags. Can you tell us about that day?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I was on a run.
So you're not supposed to be showing your face.
It wasn't, my charge wasn't publicized yet.
Okay.
So nobody knew I was on a run. Mm-hmm. So I was just, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Right. I'm going to lay low by going
to the
music park.
I said, you know
park.
What? I've never been to Six Flags.
And now's the time.
Oh, you got a bucket list.
That's my bucket list. I'm never coming home.
Yeah.
Might as well go to Six Flags and ride a roller coaster too. Fuck it. What I got to lose? You know what I'm saying? So that was my Six Flags adventure. It was dope.
It was just you and your cameraman, right?
And my girl that was on the run with me.
Yeah.
By the way, you're so recognizable.
Yeah.
How do people not find you? I mean, like, not.
But it, like I
not
said,
like I'm
it,
hoping
it,
that you're.
It
found.
Wasn't publicized.
Right.
When they publicize is when I turn myself in.
Well, you went to the BET Awards.
6 days later, I turned myself in.
So you went to Six Flags, and people should know, they should watch that video. Mm-hmm. Gunplay at Six Flags. It's the most fun day at the amusement park ever.
I don't
ever.
Know if any child
I'm going back.
Yo,
has ever
to.
Had as much fun as you at Six Flags.
You went and
actually, what was your favorite part of Six Flags?
The roller coasters, man.
Yo, you took your own video from your phone.
That was the best one. I was like, oh my God. I'm gonna fucking drop the phone. Fuck me. I'm gonna drop the phone. Fuck.
Yo, I have nightmares about dropping my phone. You're taking it on the roller coaster with you.
Yeah, man. That was dope.
That really is the greatest video online. A lot of people think you're crazy. Like, a lot of people think that you have this, like, sort of, like, balls-to-the-wall attitude. You just put everything out there. A lot of people think you're crazy. Can we just get this off the table? Do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
Of course.
Like what? Do you believe that man landed on the moon?
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that. I don't, you know, I believe that. It's it's not really conspiracies, because there's proven facts. It's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say it, it's a conspiracy theory. Because what is a theory? Something you think.
Yep. Mm.
But when it's in black and white, then what does it become?
Okay.
A conspiracy.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So anything I'm saying, and it's in black and white, you can look it up. You see, you can fucking Google a motherfucker.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And, you know, right now, I don't think we need to go there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk about John F. Kennedy's assassination?
We can go in, but it'll take too long. I'll go in.
Do you believe that there's... Yes or no question, do you believe that there's an Illuminati?
Of course, I'm part of it.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Do you get a membership card? Is there a special handshake?
It's a tax bracket. It's a tax bracket.
That's a nice group to be in, then. Yeah,
more importantly, can you help us get in?
Yeah.
Or, as Jews, are we already in?
Yeah. You got some Jew girls?
Yeah.
Bring me 2 apiece and we'll walk some out. 2 apiece.
Some light work. Yeah.
Light work.
This is a nice, like, little dowry.
Yeah. You bring me two.
Yep.
And we'll have a 4G.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, 5G. Yeah. I guess, with me included.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you say we, it means you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Y'all are that way.
Right.
Y'all
but that gains us entry into the Illuminati.
Yeah. After I'm done, you have my sloppy seconds. It's cool. Thirds and fourths and fifths.
All right. So one of my first jobs was I was helping out with an article where this guy had to figure out the fastest way to do things. So it was like fastest way to learn a new language. One of the things that I had to figure out was what's the quickest way to win a bar fight. So I had talked to this guy whose name was like Gulag or something. He was from Eastern Europe. And he told me that when you're in a bar, you take a bottle, you don't throw it at them, and you don't break it on the table and then shove it in their face, because, like, it's not going to break the right way. What you have to do is you have to slam it over the guy's head, and the guy will fall over. Or if he's, like, still standing, then he will just think you're crazy and back away. And then there's also stuff with, like, you know, that you can do with stools and stuff. But I was wondering if you've ever been in a bar fight and what your advice would be on the quickest way to win a bar fight.
I haven't been in a bar fight. I've been in a club fight.
And okay.
The bouncer was too big for me to fight. Had a cognac glass.
Mm-hmm.
Went to work.
You pick your battles.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it comes to me, then I got to deal with what I got. Mm-hmm. I had a cognac glass. And
that's so fancy, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I've been banned from Mansion Cameo.
Have you really?
Since then. Absolutely.
How many more places have you been banned from?
BET.
And okay.
But shout out to BET. I just did a BET over there. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
You're coming back into their good graces.
Somebody that I had a fight with at the BET said that I started it. And it was a real big mess.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
Okay.
It's okay.
Undefeated.
You know what I mean?
Do you feel like trouble finds you?
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And what I realize is life is 10% of what happens to you.
Okay.
And 90% of what you do about it.
Is this
and 4% perspiration? Or inspiration. 4% inspiration.
It's like 16% perspiration. It's a lot of sweat.
16% humidity.
Humidity, yeah, sure. No, I feel like that might be a conspiracy theory.
No, man.
That's true. You find that to be true.
I find that to be true.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
But this sea bass is on point right now.
Not bad, right? Yeah. Who shout out to the sea bass. That was us.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yo, you put arsenic in there. What you trying to mean, man? It tastes so good.
Salt, pepper, garlic,
parsley,
lemon,
olive
Spinderella,
oil.
Spinderella, salt, pepper, Spinderella.
Spinderella.
Have you met salt and pepper?
No, I would love to. I loved them. Wow. I still loved them.
Have you met who have your heroes been like growing up that you've ended up meeting now that you're a certain level of fame, that you're a living legend?
Jay-Z.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How was that meeting and where did that go down?
Ireland.
What? Yeah. You went all the way to Ireland to meet Jay-Z?
No, so, we was on a tour with Ross.
Okay.
On his first international tour. And we was on his tour for like 2-3 weeks. Met Memphis Bleek. You know what I'm saying? Met Jay-Z, met Beyonce. This is before anybody knew that there was, you know, Dylan. And it was super cool, man. You know, Ross told me, man, hey, don't look, but Beyonce behind the shell. And I was, what up, yeah, man? You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a problem? You're not shy, clearly. Do you have a problem going up to anyone and just saying what's up?
Yeah, I do.
Who's that?
Anybody.
No, I don't
do
for real?
That. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't walk up to people and, hey, what up, boy?
Really?
That ain't my thing.
No. How do you introduce yourself to people?
I don't. That's Miami. That's just Miami niggas.
Yeah?
We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We can see God walking through the club. We be like, yo, there go God. We'll tap my homie, yo, there go God. But we ain't going, hey, God, look here. No, we don't do that. That's, you know what I mean? That's why I don't have too many features on my album.
Yeah?
That's why I don't really, you know what I mean?
Wait, well, you have a lot of features on your album, first of all.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I got Stallion Currency on one song.
Yep.
Okay. I got Rick Ross on one song.
Yep.
Got My Spike Miles on one song.
Yep.
Got PJK, my artist, on two songs.
True. Yep. You got Triple C's, Torch.
Yeah, Torch and Breed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You've got YG.
YG?
Yeah.
Hey, see. Well, Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
Oh, Yo Gotti's on there, too?
Yeah. Yep.
Dope.
Yep. He's on Blood on the Dope.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I've listened to the album.
Okay. Yeah, you got me. But those are all fellas that I can call on the phone.
Yes.
That I'm cool with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, not industry cool with, but right, really cool.
Cool, yeah,
you
yeah
know what I'm saying? Shout out to Yo Gotti, because anytime I send him something, he's sending right back. And
he's the nicest guy, by the way.
He's also like the hardest working
guy.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly, man. I always give a shout out to Yo Gotti. You know, everybody on my album is, I could call him on my phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not no industry shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, I only deal with people with industry shit. I'm like the fakest person. Yeah.
I tried that. It ain't working.
My favorite thing that Yo Gotti did was, he was at Summer Jam last year.
Yeah.
Up here, Hot 97 Summer Jam. And do you know the Juan Epstein podcast? Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97 and
Cypher Weidenberg
and Cypher Sounds, who used to work over there.
Yeah,
they have a podcast called Juan Epstein, and they were recording in like the back hallways of Summer Jam at MetLife Stadium. And Yo Gotti walks by, and Peter Rosenberg goes like, "Yo, Yo Gotti's here. You look like $1 million." And Yo Gotti goes, "Is that it?"
That is, he's supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's a real dude, Yo Gotti.
Yeah. We're the last of a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, you know, look at me, look at you. Well, I'm rich, you're not. I'm fake. You're.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're talking about like my inner monologue. That's how I approach everybody.
Oh, man, there he goes.
Just for a second, I feel like just because it's in the news, we have to sort of talk about it. I know there's been like a little development lately, but in the past couple days, your MMG label mate, Meek Mill, went after Drake on social media, and I don't know how much you want to talk about or whatever, but the whole basis of it was that Meek was calling out Drake for not writing his own verses to whatever extent, or getting help on the verses, insinuating that like he's not as real as Meek is because he might have had a little help. Even though, like, let's be honest here, there's been a lot of people. Most of this industry gets help. If you're in the room and you toss out a line, even Kanye has like 18 guys helping him with all day. And that's understood. And Meek's cool with Diddy. Like, Diddy's on his album. Diddy is known. I don't, you know, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks, right?
Right.
Do you have any like sort of issue on the comment whatsoever?
You know, not really. It's just Meek Mill's very talented himself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He writes his own rhymes, and he's a lyricist. He's a rapper's rapper. So I can feel where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard Jay-Z, like he said, didn't write his rhymes, I would be hurt too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not mad at his rant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at him speaking out, speaking his mind, because that's what We do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I speak my mind. I don't give a fuck.
You? Since when?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I was in a Meek Mill position of greatness as such, I would kick it with my fine ass wife and I wouldn't worry about who ain't writing what. I wouldn't care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't matter to me. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't never worry about what another man's doing. Never have, never will. And that's just me personally.
Yeah.
I salute him. I take my hat off for him speaking his mind.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Cool. Speak your mind. But if it was me, I'll be basking in the glory of two weeks.
Yeah.
Number one on the Billboard. Shout out to Meek Mill. Salute, homie. Yeah. You already know. I would be basking in that.
Yeah.
I would be fucking snoring an eight ball off my bitch booty crack and chilling. You know what I'm saying? I won't have no problem, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you right, you didn't right, you flew, you sunk, you swim. I don't give a fuck. It's just me. You know what I mean? But you know, I had to go through a lot to.
Sure.
Right. So I appreciate the lemon on top of the sea bass. I appreciate the knife and the fork. I appreciate the microphone cushion right here. I appreciate the water. I appreciate being above ground every day.
You sound like a Buddhist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Should have been. My belly's getting a little.
You're Miami born and bred, right?
No, I was born in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where in Texas?
El Paso, Texas.
And when did you make your way over to Florida?
When I was 9, my mom and dad divorced when I was 3, and they're both from New York, so I moved from New York when I was 9.
And then you went down and...
Miami.
And you stayed there.
Yeah. So my first felony at 13 there. Sorry for speaking.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the felony for?
Aggravated assault.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah.
You were an angry 13-year-old.
Yeah, I was an angry 13-year-old, man.
Wait, does that mean that you cannot vote?
I couldn't vote. I never voted. I don't know what that is.
So it's not your fault that Bush was president.
No.
It
was my temper fault. Yeah.
When did you first meet Rick Ross?
I either just turned 14 or just turned 15.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Those are the high days.
Post-felony, you met Ross. So you've known him for the longest time.
Yeah.
Did you know Pitbull back then? Like,
yeah.
When he really rapped.
Yeah.
Yo, we love that Pitbull. Well,
yeah, shout out to Pitbull when he was
when he was doing like Kulo,
he was down with Dez Lock and my other partner when he was down with Piccolo.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm this real Miami history right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Piccolo is who really brought him into the game as far as the street vibe. You know what I'm saying? Piccolo.
Ross like starts like picking up steam. Who was he first like aligned with?
Eric Sermon.
That was the first commercially released feature.
Yeah.
With Rick Ross.
Crazy.
I went and bought 5 albums
to support. Yeah.
Just because my nigga was on there.
Physical copies.
Physical copies.
Yeah.
When you used to buy CDs in the stores.
Yeah. Right. Do you buy physical copies because you want to play it in your car?
Nah, I'm trying to get hit, so I download them.
Go to iTunes.
Yeah.
All right. iTunes. Download on your phone, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put the aux cord or the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And work my set.
But physical copies are still cool though to like hold on to.
Of course.
There will be physical copies of Living Legend, just for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, I'm gonna go grab those, and I hope you go shoplift them if you don't have enough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go shoplift them, steal them from you, bitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who's that? That's Gunplay? All right.
Is shoplifting a misdemeanor?
Yo, if you
shoplift. It depends on how much you shoplift.
Oh, okay.
Yo, if you shoplift 10 CDs. No, shoplift 1 CD, post it on Instagram, you get caught, I will pay your bill.
Wow.
You hearing it here first.
I don't know how you would prove that. So you used to be. The first time I saw you.
That?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Okay. I know I'm skinny, but like, you know, let's be real.
As skinny as in.
Yeah. All right. So the first time I saw you on a stage was it was a Rick Ross concert.
I think Rick Ross might have been brought out as a guest.
Maybe it was
a Highline concert? I feel like.
Right? I don't know. But either way, I saw you on stage, but you didn't move the entire time. Like, you were so "Hi," and it might have been
familiar.
It might have been my favorite performance of the night. So I wonder, like, you know, what was your time like being like a hype man for different people or being brought out on stage? Like, did you
the show that you're talking about? Yeah. I was hyping for Ross.
I don't know if you were actually hype man, like doing hype man duties. I know that you were on stage. Like, somebody else was performing, and you were just, like, on the edge, just, like, standing just there. Zonked. Yeah.
I feel like it might have been, like, a French Montana show or something like
probably
that.
Probably was, you know, my five-drug minimum. And I was probably on my shit, man. And I just wanted to just...
You're not good at saying no.
Yeah. I just probably was like, man, where's the biggest booty in America? Because I need that, you know what I'm saying? But nah, but as far as hype, man, sometimes I got a little too hype.
Mm.
And Ross would be like, "Yo, just stand right here. Don't move. Hype from right here."
And in that, you do that literally. Like, yeah. You were just like, I'm not gonna move.
Yeah, then when he said what he says goes. That's it. I'll stand right here and I'll jump in one space.
Yeah.
I won't leave this circumference.
So you've known him since you were 14, 15. Has he always been sort of like the leader of your guys' crew?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if he got on, it was always going to be him who made it, and then he would bring all you guys with him.
Absolutely.
That was always the deal.
Always the deal.
And he did it.
Yeah, and he did it. And I played my part in being the right-hand man, doing, you know, the behind-the-scenes work and just, you know, a lot of things, man. You know what I mean? And I never try to... this is the number one rule of 48 Laws of Power. Never try to outshine the master.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I never try to... I'm bigger than you, and I'm more hyped than you, and I... Nah, man. All right, man. That's what you want me to do? All right, come on. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And years later, it showed me dedication. It showed me playing your part, your position, and something that's a Voltron.
Yeah.
Voltron is not just one motherfucker. He got the yellow, the red, the black, the yellow, the green, fucking tigers and shit, and they make Voltron, right? And I'll form the head. Boom. You know what I'm saying? So
who are you in that scenario?
I was probably like the red lion. Yo, I want some more sea bass.
Yo, well,
that's all y'all made?
That's all we made.
Yo, come on, man. What's this, man? I'm gonna take your sea bass, man. You gonna eat that sea bass? You gonna eat your sea bass?
We for the record, he is taking some of Jeff's sea bass. Taking those bones out, though.
Yeah. And not feeling bad about it
But the sea bass is dope, right? Not bad. Not bad for some, like, Upper West Side Jews, like, cooking.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what going to strip clubs during the day is like?
During the day?
During the day, in Miami.
You will fuck up all your money and you won't go to a strip club at night. How about that?
Well, who has the best food in Miami?
The office. 183rd Street. The office, right before the highway. Go to the office. It's right on the other side of the bridge of KOD. Shout out to KOD. But the office got that fire. Go get the shrimp and chicken pasta and broccoli pasta. It's the shit. Shout out to DJ, the owner of the kitchen. Shout out to O. You already know. It's going down.
Shout out any of the girls or what?
Yeah.
Can we be honest right now? We haven't been to KOD.
Shout out to Standing Ovation. What's up, baby?
We haven't been to KOD, but since everyone got to put in KOD in their verses, in their songs, can we just say, like, now it's probably like a tourist trap? Right? Like, that's not the spot to go to anymore, right?
I'm not going to talk down on any of my city spots.
No, but what's maybe overlooked?
The office is overlooked.
Okay.
Okay, you need to go to the office. We got bad bitches. You know what I'm saying?
They put in work at the office.
They put in work. Big time. Mm-hmm. And they sell good food.
But
you know what I'm saying? But KOD, shout out to Disco Rick. You already know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking down on KOD, but I think I'm going to catch last for this. But I think they lowered their standards on the bitches.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got some bad bitches there, but they only come when the rappers come.
So
if you go on a Tuesday night or something, like, you're going to get some bitch that look like you.
So
and a bitch like look like you. They're going to be like
smart and nice.
Yeah. And can cook. Yeah. So
good personality.
So honestly, if you're going to go, it's probably going to be on Monday nights, right?
Yeah, maybe. But the office is where's that? You know,
is Live fun?
I only been there two times. They charge too much for the tables, man.
What?
Been there twice.
They charge you
life.
For the tables?
Yeah.
Do they know who you are?
Yeah, they don't care.
Do they think that you're on the run?
I don't know. They think I got. They think I'm a skinny Rick Ross or something. Like $7,500 for a table. Listen, what the fuck? I'm gonna be here 2 hours. I'm coming in at 3 and leaving at 5.
All due respect to Rick Ross, he does not have your head of hair.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, honestly, how do you sleep with all that, like, dread?
Not on my back.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I sleep on my side. This side.
How do you do an airplane?
Oh, that's the worst.
Do you put it behind you? What do you do when you go to the movies?
Oh,
I'd hate to
worst.
Sit behind you. Like, you sort of
can you
avoid it.
Put it up like in an Erykah Badu rap?
No. No, this is my Erykah Badu rap right here.
Yo, that's so much hair.
My shit is fucked up. Yeah. That shit is just one big old mistake.
It's like a tree branch. Like,
yeah, that's how we do it in Miami.
That's what I've heard.
Saying? Miami, we don't go to the hairdresser or have a bitch come over and fucking twist your fucking hair. And all that bullshit. We just fucking go out in the fucking hot ass humidity. And we come out there and we tap pockets. What you got for me? What you got for me? And we, you know what I mean? We keep it just like this. You know what I'm saying?
That's I suppose it. Like it saves you a little money from bringing the barber into the studio. Like
yeah,
everyone
but you
else
should
be
spending. I still got my shape up though.
No, okay, yeah, fair.
I still pay my $50 a shape up.
$50?
Yeah, I like to show love. You know what I'm saying? Because he goes in, he's the extra little.
Oh, he does the mustache? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And I only go to one bar. Shout out to Romeo. Shout out my nigga Rome. You already know, boy, at Top Cutters, I think. Yeah, Top Cutters. Right there at Karen City. You already know. So he's throwing sign languages. What, you blood? What's up?
We had to go to L.A. and we were going to do some work with Nipsey Hussle. And right. we rented a car and Hertz gave us a blood red, like, Chevrolet. And we're like, how are we supposed to go into Rolling Crips territory? We're like, we're going to have to, like, park this somewhere, like, far away and Uber in. Like,
yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that'll make sense. They ain't playing about that shit.
What's your relationship with Trick Daddy or Trina?
Trick Daddy, I knew for years, man. You know, Trick Daddy is where I originated a lot of my style from. Trick Daddy, Old Dirty Bastard, Tupac.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They were artists that speak their mind. They don't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And being Trick Daddy from Miami, you know, niggas smoke. You know, I smoke weed and coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, used to.
Right.
Right. And when I heard Trick Daddy say on the song, Nan Nigga,
yep.
When Trina was like, what? I don't want to holler at that nigga. He's smelling like Bunk and Hennessy.
Yep.
Bunk is what we call weed and coke.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bunk. So we was like, oh, shit. Madden. Shout out to the Boom Kids.
Speaking
my saying?
Language, yeah.
Yeah, so I could relate to it.
Were you wearing Bugle Boy at the time?
Negative. I was wearing polo.
Making sure.
Hell no. Nah, you know what I'm saying? And Trick Daddy, he really paved the way for the street Miami artists.
Yeah.
To speak their mind and I took a lot from his style of his mentality. You know what I mean? And I put it into gunplay, man. You know what I'm saying? Old Dirty Bastard, same way. You know what I mean?
Have Trick Daddy and Rick Ross resolved whatever issues they had?
Yeah.
Okay, they're good.
Yeah. We just had to set the record straight.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Who is the weirdest person you've been stuck in an elevator with?
Yo. Oh, this nigga Rick Ross, right? So one day, we coming out of court, one of his court cases. It's an elevator full of cops. And COs, full, packed. So we leave him, and elevator going down. And he goes, hey, Gunplay, you ever beat that molestation charge? I couldn't do nothing but bust out laughing. COs and cops in there. And he goes, hey, Gunplay, you ever beat that molestation charge? I had to laugh. I cried laughing.
You're going like 8th floor, 7th floor, laughing. 6th floor.
Oh my God. So, got to be the weirdest motherfucker in the elevator. And from then on, I started using it on everybody too. We'll be sitting somewhere, like, you really raped that bitch? Or, Yo, how did it sound when, like, when you shot him in the head and his brains blew out? Like, how did his body drop? Like, I go, oh, I'll do the molestation charge. I'm like, yo, was she really 12? So that's got to be the fucking craziest, weirdest motherfucker, bitch.
Wait, just follow up question. Did you beat the molestation charge?
What's it like during Art Basel week for you? Like, what are you doing during Art Basel? Are you going to galleries? Are you buying, like, different pieces of art?
Because, first of all, you have been to Art Basel.
Yeah. One time.
Okay.
Yeah. One time. Last year.
What is that like?
It's eclectic.
Sure.
It's a lot of fucking weirdos and shit like that. But
it's a different side of Miami.
Yeah, the side, it is what it is. But
you're just there for business.
But there'd be bad bitches out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Last year...
Bitches love art.
Yeah, I was shooting a video, and I had it was a certain Porsche that I wanted to rent for the video, a certain one, and I rented it, and it was the video we were shooting was right around Art Basel, so I was late to the video, trying to fucking scoop some fucking eclectic bitches. Mm-hmm. It was dope.
Have you been to the Miami Marlins new stadium?
No.
Okay, you stay away from there. You're not about it. Do you fuck with the Marlins?
When they first came out?
Oh,
93?
Yeah,
93? Yeah. No, yeah, like a little bit after that, I think I got some free tickets and I went to a game.
But you're not, like, going to tune in on television.
But they charge too much for those tables, $7,500.
You know.
No, but they do have a club there, right?
Yeah, the Skybox shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, after my grades were too good
in
high school, so I couldn't play basketball. Well, I kind of stopped watching sports.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
you're not no Dolphins.
I mean, I'll go anything Miami. I'm for.
Yeah,
but I don't watch the stats and who's changing teams and who did what and this game's that. Because if I'm not involved, I don't want to even be involved.
Have you sat in Birdman's courtside seat, or did Ross has courtside seats? Who has courtside seats?
Yeah,
for the Heat.
Yeah, but I never got them.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
No, I don't.
Yo, your man is snoring like crazy.
Yo, Crook.
It's been a long night for Gunplay's team.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. We workaholics, man.
Yeah, what'd you do last night?
Oh, man.
Are you allowed to say?
I got my travel permit from my probation officer.
Okay.
Yesterday morning.
Shout out to your probation
officer. So shout out to her. And it was a long night in the studio, Miss Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can we talk about high school for a minute?
Yeah, I went to school high.
You went to school high?
Yeah.
Did you graduate?
No.
Okay, so you didn't walk the stage?
Fuck no. Okay. At that time, I was counting. I had more money than my teacher.
Oh.
I was sitting there like, what you going to tell me that's going to help me out? And I'm selling crack and I'm selling cocaine.
Yeah.
Wait. The fuck?
But
how much you get paid a week?
Did you go to prom?
No.
I don't know.
I
maybe you thought
prom.
Like.
Look, I'm going to tell you the day.
You didn't go to gym class.
I failed that too.
How do you fail gym class?
Because I didn't dress out. I'm going to wear them little ass shorts.
That's the.
No, dog. Them little shorts, dog, is good for the girl. Watch the girls wearing. I'm wearing them fucking little blue ass shorts, dog.
You'd rather
go to like a uniform type thing?
Yeah, we had uniform. Dumb. You had to dress out. It was fucking. And if you didn't dress out every day, it was counted as an absence.
What high school is this?
Miramar High School.
Miramar?
Yeah, Miramar High School. Yeah,
fuck him.
Fuck Miramar High School, motherfucker.
What was the team name?
The Wildcats?
The Wildcats.
No, that's Perry Middle. Hold up. That's. Patriots.
The Patriots? Patriots.
Miramar
We're
Patriots.
We're going to go with the Miramar Patriots.
Fuck the Miramar Patriots.
Yeah, I hope they go undefeated.
Yeah. There was
the opposite of undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they go defeated.
That right there. Yeah. Shit. But I went to school high, man. I went to school and once I got into the game for real, you know what I'm saying, and I started selling my little dope and shit, I would just come to school for homeroom so everybody could get their homeroom weed, smoke. Then I come back.
Then you bounced?
Then I bounced and then I come back for lunch.
Yeah.
Y'all get y'all weed for lunch. Y'all coke for lunch, whatever. Well, then I come back and then after school and then I go back to my strap and I'll do my thing.
How many times did it take you to get your driver's license?
Oh, when my first driver's license? Oh, I failed the driving test, but the lady was a pretty Latin older woman.
Okay.
She was hitting on me because she was like, you need practice, but I'm going to let you pass. And she let me pass.
I got my license on September 12th, 2001.
Wow.
And so my driving, like the person who was testing me was like totally zoned
not
out.
There.
Just like not thinking about how I was driving. She was just like, oh my God, the country's in a terrible place.
Yeah.
So you're lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
Yo,
a fine driver.
I just got my license back. Yo, Cook, let me see my license right quick. Look at this shit.
You want to see my license?
No.
Yo, you don't carry your own license?
No.
Eric,
no,
he's a star.
It. Oh, you'll lose
look,
it.
Look at my face on there.
Yo.
That's the face of, I got my shit back.
Look how
yeah.
Jeff just showed his driver's license, which you got when you were 16.
Haven't updated. It says I'm 5'11". I'm 6'4" now. I can't use the ticket on planes.
Look when it was.
Yo, but Gunplane is making like the biggest like smirk like fuck you face.
Yeah.
At the DMV.
Hold up.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah. Don't give your address out.
Look at that. that was after years of hard work and years of me not having a fucking license. I got the license. I said.
Did you wait in line at the DMV?
Yeah. Yo, on March 30th, 2015. Look at that.
Crazy.
After 8 years of having no license.
You got it though. You got it back.
Yo,
yeah.
Tell us about
went to jail twice about this shit.
Miramar.
Yeah.
Yo, tell us about your parallel parking game.
Oh, it's on fleek. Yeah. It's on fleek.
Yeah.
I can parallel park with my eyes.
Yo, is your parallel parking mixie?
What?
Yeah.
You remember that? Mixie?
Mixie was like a Bronx term from like, what, like 3 years ago?
You
fuck with the Bronx, though.
Yeah, my people's from the Bronx, yeah. South Bronx, Tenton Avenue, yeah. Forest Project.
Yeah, start saying Mixie to them today.
Yeah.
Mixie?
Yeah.
M-I-X-X-I-E, Mixie.
There's
a Mixie. Dance and everything. It was here for a minute.
Show me the dance.
No, I don't know the dance.
Eric, do it.
No, I don't know.
Do it. Go. Mixie.
I know you're not on as many drugs as you once were.
Nope.
Okay, but... Shout out to your probation officer.
Shout out to Miss Barrett. Carol Barrett.
You are clean now.
Yeah.
Hashtag clean. But I was wondering...
You gonna drink that water?
Water. Gunplay's looking for whatever. You can have the lemon. Yeah. You can have... By the way, it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Just like taking everything.
Today is Jeff's birthday.
Look at my birthday.
Just happened.
Hey! Shout out to the Kansas. Today's everybody's birthday.
Yo.
Shout out to Chris Atlas, man. Today's his birthday, too. Today's
your birthday. I'm on the cusp. I'm like a Leo.
A Leo.
I know. It's me and Peter Rosenberg.
I want mine back.
Yeah. Yo, Gunplay was ready to sing happy birthday, but now it's over.
So you a Leo?
I'm a Leo.
Yo, he claims Leo.
I claim
Leo. Leo.
Yeah, bang Leo.
You bang Leo. Yeah.
Yo, rival sets here at the table.
Yeah, but what's it called? So, you aren't on as many drugs as you once were, but I would imagine the weirdest place to be on drugs, as I see it, would probably be the dentist.
What are you trying to say? My teeth fucked up?
No.
I have more teeth than the average human. I got 69 teeth.
You are beyond the regular human.
That number seems a little...
My shit is like sharks. My shit, I got sharks, yo. I knock one out, so another one grows. It's nothing. It's not a thing like bada bing.
No, but like, where's the weirdest place you've been high?
Been high?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just want to step in here and assume that every place you've been high is probably weird.
Yeah. Fucking courthouse, school. I never went to the dentist, as you can see.
Okay.
Fucking church, everywhere, man. I've never not been high. So,
but you're not high right now.
No.
All right. Shout out to both your dentist and your probation officer.
And my preacher.
Do they know that you were high at church?
They probably did. That's why they keep saying, if anybody has a drug problem and wants to get delivered, and I sit there. No, let me
talk about that Kendrick verse.
Ooh.
Which one? There's two. Talk about both of them. Yeah, by the way, you beat Kendrick twice.
Woo! Say it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, tell me again.
Twice. Tell me again.
Because I don't know if Gunplay heard you. Say it again.
Yo, you beat Kendrick twice, and I put it in Billboard for next week, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
That's big. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk about it.
Super shout outs to Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? I just tried to do my thing on the record. And I wrote that record, that verse when I was on the run. I did so much work when I was on the run. Did Bible on a Dash, did the Kendrick verses. And he called me up and he just, you know, I'm a big fan. I was like, who? Me? Fuck, for real? And I had to go hard. I had to deep down into my my inner demons and that pain, I had to bring it out because that Cartoons and Cereal record, you know what I mean? I see where he was going with it. And I was like, okay, I see you. And I raise you.
Yeah.
One verse. But, yeah. Yeah, it was super dope, man. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. He changed my fan base, my demographic, to guys that look like you.
It's true. Oh, first of all, no. Like, Kendrick's, like, we appreciate Kendrick, but that's not, like, our rap. Like, our rap is, like, you. Our rap is Ross. Our rap is French. Yeah. Our rap is like.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it did change the color of my.
Oh, I bet your audiences.
Now it's not stepped on.
By the way, we got to shout out our friend Aniz Ansari, who put us on to one of your songs from K-Slay called Goddamn.
Oh yeah, God.
That's a dope record.
KC.
It's a great K-Slay, record.
Yeah.
It's UK Slay, Torch is on there, and
yep.
Ace Hood.
Yep. Yep.
Who destroys it.
Yep.
That's a great record.
Yep. It was
and your hook. Goddamn. Like
goddamn.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
That's a great record.
Oh shit, I broke my fucking thing.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh, they're not gonna take it at the airport. They're like, yo, it's broken.
Gunplay just broke his new license
in half.
Damn, dog.
Yo, no, don't do it anymore. Just keep it in your wallet.
Give don't it. Have a wallet.
Keep
yo,
it in your
broken. Yo, in your wallet, bro.
One last question. You're friends with Jim Jones?
Yeah. Cool.
Tell just one good Jim Jones story.
I don't know that much to have a story about it, but I seen him at a pool party the other day. He had some cool shades on and dapped him up, and that was it. And you know, gangsters gonna respect gangsters, man. You know what I mean? Don't know him like that, but heard a lot of good stuff about him through Torch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From the Bronx and
you respect our gangster, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yo, you're in South Harlem right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shout out to Big L. God bless you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's from actual Harlem. Yeah, we're from South Harlem. Yeah.
So what's that?
It's by the Whole Foods.
It's like South. Shout out to Cam, though, man. Yo, shout out to Cam.
Cam is the one who named it South Harlem.
Yeah.
Every time
we see Cam, who's been our guy for years, right?
Yeah.
He's always like, number one,
he asks about, or he calls it South Harlem.
Yep. Number
two, he asks about our mom, who
he's never met.
Yeah.
He's like, how's your mom doing? We're like, she's good.
Yo, Cam is the coolest dude in the world.
He really is.
I swear to God, not for real. Like, his actual demeanor and character is fucking cool as hell, man.
He is.
I have no problems with him. I salute to Cam. We shot a video with me, him, and his girl. Don't take it that way. No.
Okay.
It's a music video. So, Shout out to the beautiful Juju.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And their marriage and all that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Cam is a super cool dude, a trill nigga. Anytime he come to Miami, he got the red carpet, and that's it. The streets fuck with him heavy down there in the crib. Man.
Same goes for us.
How much you got?
We got two girls each.
All right. You got 2 days of peace then.
Yeah.
Nah, you good, but anytime. And I'm Ratchet Morales, who put a Jack gun play by Logan. And if anytime you come to Miami, man, I got you, man. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you have my two bitches.
Let's do it.
Of course. We always have two bitches.
All right, man.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Shout out to Gunplay for coming through.
Yeah.
Before we get to this Migos portion of the podcast, we just want to remind everyone that A Waste of Time with It's the Real is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review us.
We're also available on SoundCloud. You can do the same there.
And let's get into this Migos.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Hoover Dam, a.k.a. The Plug.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Hacky Sack Trappin', a.k.a. Dave Matthews Bando.
Yo, what's happening, nigga? This Quavo motherfucking huncho.
Bow, get shot.
What's happening, man? Take off in the building. What it do, man?
Yeah, and this is a waste of time with This The Real. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, guys. We got the Migos here on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, who would have thought?
I know, you made it.
Upper West Side, live from the North Side, man. We here riding the flesh. You know what's happening?
Yeah, man, we in the building. What's happening?
What was Russia like for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Them girls were dancing and everything. They were twerking.
What the hell them niggas doing in Moscow? Yeah, man, 18 hours.
Where did you guys go to eat in Moscow?
Yeah, did they have, like, some regular restaurants?
I think we had pizza.
They were eating pizza.
Man, Russian pizza.
Like Russian pizza?
Russian Italian pizza.
Yeah, but we told them to put our sauce under the cheese.
Yeah.
Because
they sauce over the cheese.
That's weird.
Like,
they didn't know what they were doing.
Put it under the cheese.
Yeah.
It looked like mashed potatoes or something, but I don't know.
What they have for breakfast? They have like
they
regular breakfast?
Croissants and creamy ass eggs that looked like they was whipped
bacon,
20 times.
Flimsy ass bacon.
We told them crispy bacon.
Mm-hmm.
They burn my flim.
Make my eggs hard with no run.
But you guys are speaking English.
They burn back water eggs.
But you're speaking English in Moscow.
Yeah, how was your translator?
Nah, cause I got this translator app on my phone.
Oh, on Google?
So you just set it into your phone and
yeah,
it plays it back?
Yeah, I say on my phone, make my eggs hard. He's like, call me shit hard.
But you try to say something, you know you try to do a little, try to talk like them a little bit, just so they understand.
But that Google app, by the way, the Google Translate app,
yeah, like
if you read, if you put it over, like, some text, it'll change it immediately.
Like on the phone.
Yeah. So if you're looking at Russian text and you put your phone over it, the camera.
It's like some real like new age space age shit.
I got it.
Have you done it though?
Translate.
Oh, there it is. There. So crazy.
You gotta tell them crispy. Crispy bacon.
Is it? Wait. Is that because you got the runny eggs first?
Man, we might have got. When we get them, we got them after.
Crispy bacon. And I put it right there to their ear, and they say, ah, yes. And they go make that crispy bacon.
Did it come back good?
Flimsy. Come back crispy.
They come back flimsy once.
Have you tried spitting your lyrics into that?
Nah. They know the lyrics.
Me crazy.
Yeah.
They know the lyrics, though.
Yeah, they
the Russians know them?
They know the lyrics. Even though they don't speak English, they know the lyrics.
So did you go out just for that Russian show? Or did you have like a few shows there? Or
we
did you do
we
like
was
other
over
countries?
There for like 19 days.
Yeah, 19 days?
Not in Russia, but we was all over
European
on the
tour.
European tour
for like 19
wow.
days. Yeah.
So your passports are like crazy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stamped up.
Yeah. Was that fun, though? Like going to see all the different countries and everything?
Yeah. Do you enjoy traveling?
It was fun, but you got to stay healthy. You got to really eat healthy and eat right. You know what I'm saying?
Once you go over there the first time, then you be straight.
Do you have
the first time?
Yeah.
Then you get then the atmosphere different, so you catch colds and shit like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Purell.
You get
bring your Purell.
Purell.
Do you have a trainer?
What's Purell?
Is the antibacterial like for your hands.
You're talking about the sanitizer.
Yeah,
the
sanitizer. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys bring like a trainer on the road with you guys?
Nah, we go straight out there like this, like us, like. You know what I'm saying? So it's an adventure because we all don't know what the hell we doing.
Have you guys ever lost luggage while traveling?
Man. I thought I was. I was on the verge. I thought I was about to lose some luggage, but I ain't lose. I got it back.
That's, like, what a relief. I've lost my luggage.
Yep.
He had to do, like, a show in his airport clothes.
Oh, really?
But luckily, he was fresh as hell still on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
luckily,
man, of course.
Luckily, I still come out of the cabin. Get on the damn
plane. It was in his jaw.
Delta lost my luggage once and returned it to me like a week later or something, and it said like perfect delivery when it showed up in my
door. It had a tag on it that said perfect delivery.
And I was like, well,
that means they bust your shit down.
That's the opposite of perfect, yeah.
Well, he go to saying, that's why I told you I ain't checking your bag. And I don't check my bag. I ain't got time.
Well, what'd you learn from that? You're not going to
check your bag. Don't check because I don't check my bag. And I put my shit right over the top.
Yeah, checking no more bags, man.
Nah.
Enough top.
You guys had to do a couple of songs because Offset is currently not with you. He's not here.
No, I said not with us right now.
But he'll be home soon.
Do you guys have a date? Is there any
update? Wait on it.
Okay.
No date. You know what I mean? We don't want to put nothing on my boy, so he'll just pop up. You know what I mean?
How's he doing?
He doing good. He eating good. Living good.
Yeah. We just we talk to him every day, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We keep him posted on what's going on.
Good.
He's straight.
The whole album, he pretty much on it.
Yeah.
When you guys are on the road, like, how do you guys go about getting your food?
whatever we
see on the road. We still some street niggas. We still some trap boy. We don't too much care about no fancy restaurant. We see some Popeye, McDonald's, Bojangles, whatever we see.
We're gonna go hit it.
We on the road. We getting money.
Whatever the five restaurants on that sign.
You're not getting picky when you're on the road.
No,
you gotta eat, man. You gotta put something in your stomach.
No, of course.
Yeah, we had a little Dirk up here, and he we made him burgers because like we heard that like. That
certain rappers like
burgers well done, taking chances.
Well done, crispy, man. Put the crispy bacon on that thing too.
Got to be well
gotta
done.
Gotta have everything well done. Nothing medium rare. Nothing with no blood or nothing dripping on that thing, man. Hell no.
You don't want to paint that little nasty. You don't want to eat it like that.
How you like your steak?
I like it medium.
Oh, you know what I'm saying. Nah. See,
I like it well done. I don't know why I said that.
It got to be well done, medium. I don't know.
You won't go near anything that's medium, medium rare, nothing like well
you
done.
I think you're trying to kill me. You're trying to take me out. Is this chicken crispy well done?
I would say.
See,
so.
I don't think they're taking any chances across the street.
Yeah.
Like again, we didn't make this, so we wouldn't make chicken.
These are like Bill de Blasio's rules. Like they have to cook it to a certain degree.
Look a little light on that outside.
Yeah, the chicken a little light skin.
Light skin?
You know, the chicken light skin.
Yellow bone?
Yeah, it's yellow bone. We don't like that.
Well, what do you guys cook at home?
Whatever we feel like. We might use crab leg.
We be having your hoe make your dinner.
Yeah. might have your hoe pull up, fix us whatever we want. Crab leg, steak. So, give me some, what are they?
And a Versace robe.
Okay. Strictly,
you know what I mean? Ted is out.
This is like when 2 Chainz put out his last album, he also put out a cookbook.
Right, and it was like some of the instructions were that you had to like celebrate yourself or that you had to, you know, put on your Versace robe or,
Do you guys know how Gucci puts out all the music that he puts out? Was he recording at home over like a click track or over those specific instrumentals? Or
he's a workaholic. Yeah, he got songs on songs. We had songs with him. Like, you seen how he was dropping them with us on them and Thug on them. We been had those songs over there. We got songs, thousands of songs. That man is a genius. He's a workaholic. So
24/7.
Yeah, so how does like the Green Album
sleep work?
He can drop anything he want to drop right now.
How does like the Green Album come together?
Like how put it together. He can call and put a tape together, man, like Tupac or something, man. You gotta do it like him, that. Man.
One of my favorite songs by you guys is Island. And one of my favorite lyrics possibly is you saying Gullah Gullah Island. What were your favorite Nickelodeon shows growing up?
Blue Clue.
You're big into Steve and his shirts?
He wore the same one every day.
That was his Versace.
But like all that.
Yeah, all that was hard too.
Right?
Yeah.
Keenan and Kel. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you still watch SNL?
No.
With Keenan on there?
No, I just seen it like the other day. I was like, man, he back. I was like, damn.
And he lives down in Atlanta now, actually.
Keenan does?
Yeah, Keenan and his wife moved down there.
I had no idea.
Who is the like most random person that you guys have like run into in the last couple of years, like down at home?
Not down at home, but in LA we ran into Bill Bellamy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was cool. In the club.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the club.
Did he recognize you guys, or you guys recognized him? How'd that?
Yeah, he recognized us.
He was in our section. We was all cooling it together.
That's dope. That's
talking about how to be a player.
Yeah.
We gonna come out with one man with Amigos and that thing.
Yo.
Oh, I seen Ted in the club.
Ted the bear?
Yes. In London, UK. Ted out in London.
Ted was all the way in London. He was...
How did they have the bear in the club?
He was in the Ville with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody come part with Amigos, man.
Yeah.
Ted, my boy.
When you guys met Nardwar down in South by Southwest, was it as weird as you would expect?
Did you guys have any idea who he was?
I looked up on, like, we seen his interviews.
I did my research, like he did his research on that.
Mm-hmm. So you knew he was going to ask you questions that were like deep into your history.
Nah, I didn't know all that.
That was great. It was a good interview because he pulled out some, he was saying some shit that like he do a good job on researching, so he know a lot. You know what I mean?
Had any other artist told you about him before?
Nah.
And do you know how he does his research?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
Nah, how does he do his research?
We understand that he gets in touch with, like, relatives. Like
does that make sense to you?
Hell nah. Whoever did that, I can't wait to find him.
If I knew that, I wouldn't.
What did you guys think when you first heard that whole Migos is better than Beatles thing?
It was an honor, you know what I'm saying, just to see that, just to see us compared to legends and just put us in legends and beyond hip-hop, you know what I mean? That, mm-hmm. They didn't even rap. So that was that just musical, period. That just putting us in a music category, period. So.
And have you heard anything from Paul or Ringo or anybody, like, close to them?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we plugged in like that.
I don't think they're plugged in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because again, Migos better than Beatles, guys.
Yeah.
What you see? Who Kanye and Rihanna got a song with them, right?
Yeah.
So they plugged. An album.
So,
they
plugged in with them. So, like I said, we got to get them plugs. It's other plugs that we got to get.
So we're just confirming Paul McCartney is not on this album.
Not yet.
YRN.
No.
But like
maybe on the remixed
album. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
deluxe album for Walmart.
That's right.
Yeah,
most definitely.
How did Justin Bieber reach out to you guys?
That's how boy was.
He was in Atlanta one time, and I think we was out of town, and everybody was just calling saying that he wanted us to come to the studio. But we was out of town. He was there for like a week, so we came back in town. I think that was that day that girl was in his house.
Mm. Oh, for real?
In that Dallas Austin shit. So. So we just locked in. We just went to the studio with him, just locked in. Got on the track as soon as we heard it. And that's how it happened.
Who was the first DJ to reach out to you guys?
DJ Drama.
Really?
Yeah, DJ Drama.
DJ Drama was the first DJ to like reach out to us and
DJ Screen.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck with us like that. Mm-hmm. DJ Screen was the first person that did our tape.
Right.
He was the very first person, you know what I'm saying, open up, you know what I mean?
But Drama saw it.
But Drama seen it too, yeah,
he reached out.
Yeah, I feel like Drama might be like the most Drama, like internet
actually,
savvy.
Drama brought me to New York for my first time.
Really?
How'd that go?
DJ Drama brought me to New York. I think it was like 2 years ago. It was probably about 3 years ago. In April, I came my first time.
What were your first impressions of New York?
It wasn't, you know, I'm with Drama. This is my first time. Yeah, yeah. This is my first time, like, you know what I'm saying? So we were just trying to just see, can we see some and handle some business and look at some visions. But it wasn't the right thing. So it was just, and then my brothers weren't with me. So,
right. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was trying to make me like a solo artist?
No. I was just like, me and him were just handling something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I was speaking on behalf of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So. They knew what was going on, so it was just my first time being out here.
Yeah. What'd you think of the energy up here? And what do you think of the energy up here now?
I'm full of New York. You know what I'm saying? Cool. There's some dab up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some dower. Nah, it's cool, though.
Yeah, we fuck with New York, man. We was rocking hard.
Free my boy,
especially
Bobby,
with my boy Chinks, RP him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Every time we came up here, we used to ride with him all through the night, like 5-6 in the morning, just working it and shit like that. So, and Bobby too. So when both of them,
rest
you know what I'm
Chink,
saying, got
Bobby,
gone,
man.
It seemed like we don't got nobody really to kick it with when we come up here. So we just be doing our own thing, locking in the studio, handling our business now.
Have you talked to Bobby or Rowdy?
Yeah, we talked to my boy.
We talked to him, I think, like once while he was in there. Richard Kidd talked to him all the time. So it's basically like we in same contact with him.
You have a show coming up at the Highline on Thursday.
Right.
Do you guys feel pressure to bring out special guests just because people expect that at this point? Or do you think that, like...
What concert? We're at the ballroom?
Yeah, the Highline Ballroom. Your record release.
People come to see the Migos, man.
Yeah, man, we...
Good Migos.
We giving them the show. We're going to put on the show.
Tell them they better call Tyrone for that.
Do you guys follow Tyrone on Instagram?
No.
What's your criteria for following people on Instagram?
What's that?
You follow
them. Follow people who follow us, like my brothers, my partners, and we follow the pretty ladies.
So when people on there are like begging you to follow them back.
Yeah. Are you guys on team follow back?
Yeah, we on team. Follow back. You go get that album, pre order album. I follow your ass back.
No, no, don't say that.
Chill.
No. Say that, and then you're going to have to follow back like the millions of people who go pre order this.
And then you're going to see a million. You're going to see Quavo following a million people because we went platinum. Now, cause now I said it.
I just feel like it's going to ruin your timeline.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, I'm very worried
Let's
about
do it.
Your
I can't wait. Let's do it. I cannot wait. I got to do it.
What's your guy's favorite ad lib
that you've done?
Ooh.
Hey.
Whoop. Hey. Bow, bow, rah, rah. Oh.
Nah.
Mama. Woo. Hey. Damn. Huh? What?
Where?
Chill.
I can know. Honestly listen to you guys do that for an hour.
Whoa.
Instead of doing this interview.
I'm more partial to
what?
Professor. Yep. Professor is really
trap.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. 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 Gooey.
I'm telling you.
Cocaine.
I'm telling you.
Nigga stupid. Trey Seal. Casserole. All right, we done.
Okay. All
right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming over. Congratulations on YRN.
Hey, appreciate
the album.
Man.
Be
y'all
there.
Y'all got some to go boxes?
Yeah, actually.
For this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go to whatever store we go to. I'm going to buy the whole rack. Then we're going to pull up to another. He's going to buy the whole rack. Then we just going to go keep buying rack.
Going to buy the whole rack. Going to buy the whole rack. Going to buy the whole rack. Going to buy the whole store. Buy the whole store. Buy Best Buy down. Go shit
out. I buy one until no more.
Equals. Yeah. That's dope. Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah, seriously. First album.
Yeah.
Appreciate
First
it.
Album.
Yeah.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
Quavo.
Yeah, man. Take out, man.
Yo,
take.
Free, what is woo! Free Offset.
Yeah. Free Offset.
Free
Offset.
Bobby.
Free Bobby. And Free
Bobby,
Rowdy.
Free Rowdy. Free Wap.
Free Gucci.
Yeah, Free Wap.
Hey!
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot, guys.